Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome. Happy Monday here, July 13th, to all of you. This is our morning mini edition of Film Festival Radio Show. And we are expecting just about another, 4 or 5 minutes. Our featured guest this morning is Mick Kaplan. Mick Kaplan, he is the really funny stand-up comic on America's Got Talent that has been making people laugh all over the place. I mean, he's been on Comedy Central. He's been on, he's had a top 10 best-selling comedy album on iTunes. He's the host of the very popular podcast, Hang Out With Me. And he's just a really funny guy. And so he is going to be joining us shortly. He is appearing tonight on America's Got Talent, which airs 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. And tonight's edition of America's Got Talent is going to feature the Judge Cuts One. Oh, that sounds a little scary, but we'll kind of ask Mike more about that. But before we get to Mike, we're going to take a very quick break and we'll be right back.
Film Festival Radio with Janice Malone will be right back after this. We're back with Film Festival Radio. Here's your host, Janice Malone.
Okay, we had to take a quick little break there. Long story on that. But anyway, our featured guest, as I said, is Mike Kaplan. And he has been making America and anybody within earshot range laugh for quite a long time. He started off with comedy, actually, and competing in comedy competitions since he was a guy in college. So he's known for, and I mean, it's not that he's an old guy, but I mean, he's known for a while that he has that talent to make people laugh. And he just jumped right in on it while he was still in college. Interesting. He has a master's degree in linguistics. I don't think I've ever talked to anybody that has specializes in linguistics. He got his degree from Boston University. And it was while he was a student at Boston University that he won the school's funniest student contest. And so if we have time, we really got to ask him about that. And like I said, he's still a young guy. He just graduated college in 05. So he's a young guy. But he has done tours. He tours all over North America in comedy clubs, and he's done over 1,000 comedy shows, and he's competing in these comedy contests. It's nothing but just another day at the office for him. He was, you probably remember him from Comedy Central's open mic fight competition a few years, not too long ago. Well, he was, he finished as one of the finalists in that. He's been a part of Montreal's Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. And he has been voted Local Comedian of the Year by a reader's poll in Boston, in the Boston area. So yeah, Mike is the real thing when it comes to laughing and comedy. He knows his way around a comedy microphone. So yeah, we are going to have a lot of fun chatting with him. So let's hope everybody had a really cool and really fun festive weekend this past weekend. Hope you didn't get into any injuries. It sounds like nobody got shark bitten or shark eaten. That's always a good plus when that doesn't happen. And we're all here and accounted for. And so we're going to continue to make it a good summer, we hope. So, okay, we have him. Good morning, Mike. How are you this morning?
Great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, Mike, I was just saying how grateful we are, you know, over the weekend. We got you here. We got everybody here. Nobody got shark bitten or shark eaten or anything. So it's Monday. We've got to get back to it. Here we go.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I think 36 years without a shark bite so far over here. So.
Yes. I knew you would take that and go somewhere with it.
Appreciate it.
Well, now, Mike, okay, you're going to be tonight, America's Got Talent. It's the Judge Cuts One. Give us a preview.
I'll give you a preview that I believe it's Tuesday. I don't know when this is airing, but Tuesday of this week, Judge Cuts, America's Got Talent. And I've done what I do in the past, auditioning for the people, and now they will show what is happening, and I actually have no idea what it will be. You know, it could be, like, through the magic of TV, I hope they show me receiving $1 million this week. But as far as that's my far preview.
That's enough of a preview. I don't know why I'm thinking today is Tuesday. Oh, see, I guess I have a three-day weekend in my head or something. But, okay, I don't like that. You've done a lot of these comedy competitions. So is America's Got Talent the most challenging one so far that you've done, or what?
I would say that the specific big challenge that this show has that none of the other competitions that I've done have is that it's not just comedy, that I'm, you know, ultimately life is not a competition, but on this competition, you know, there are dancers, there are singers, there are acrobats, there are contortionists, there are people doing amazing things with their bodies and mind, there are magicians. Like, so it's a hard question. I'm kind of glad that I'm not a judge, because I have to decide, like, is my comedy funnier than a little girl is adorable? You know, like, oh, is her tap dancing better than my comedy? Is somebody, you know, with swords, like, you know, or a crossbow? You know, it's amazing. So I feel like I can only do what I'm doing. So I'm grateful to be a part of it and looking forward to seeing what's going to happen.
Well, that is, you know, something, Mike, that is a very interesting concept of it, because I never thought about it like that, because it is, you know, it's you, your microphone, and your comedy, whereas somebody else may be a contortionist with a crossbow. And that's, how do you judge that? That is hard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why I don't. I judge us all to be worthy of getting $1 million. I would love it for, I think they should up the prize and split it between every crossbow. You know, definitely the crossbow I'd like to be on the same side as, regardless.
Yes.
I don't like to be competing with a crossbow.
Have you ever had an altercation or accidentally bumped into the elevator with a crossbow person on this show, or what?
Oh, no. I was raised to be, like, my parents raised me right. They're like, if you ever see a person with a crossbow, get on the next elevator.
That's it. You just don't go there. You know, you can be a few minutes late. I don't blame you. Well, okay. Speaking of crossbows, every time I think of crossbow, I always think of Ted Nugent and his hunting stuff.
Sure.
You are a vegan guy. Had a big hit comedy album, Vegan Mind Meld. How long have you been a vegan, and how difficult is it being a vegan in today's carnivorous world of meat?
Well, that's a great question. First, I want to say that I am vegan, but I don't preach, I don't proselytize, I don't tell people that they're living wrong, even if they are. I think I encourage anyone to, the comedy on that album is not all vegan exclusive. You can enjoy it with whatever meal you're eating, and no animals were harmed in the making, other than myself, possibly. But, I mean, in fact, like, being vegan today is, like, easier than it ever has been. You know, there's more and more restaurants that have food that I can eat. My girlfriend is vegan. She likes to cook, so that's even easier. And sort of, you know, whenever I'm on the road, people ask, isn't it difficult? Like, pretty much every restaurant, you know, if you look for it, mm-hmm. like, every Asian restaurant has some vegetable options. You know, the supermarket has fruit. Like, it's really, there are options. You can just go to the park and, you know, eat some grass. Like, it's, there's a lot of options.
Yeah, well, worst comes to worst, let's go and eat some grass. Okay. Well, do you get, you know, among your fellow comedians, because I know you're on the road a lot, among your fellow comics, I mean, do they give you a hard time about, you know, when they're downing burgers, triple decker burgers and stuff, or what?
Well, I mean, they're giving me a hard time now, and then they'll have a hard time in their arteries later, you know, so it's all even. It all evens out.
Yes. It balances out. Well, I'm with you, Micah, because I'm kind of, I'd say about 80% of the time I do not eat any kind of meat, and I do feel better. And hey, you know, I love my juice machine. I've worn out three so far. So I'm with you on that side of the vegan world. Yay, us.
I appreciate it. I mean, it's certainly, it's not for everybody. Everybody doesn't have to do it, but I do think, like, you know, I'm happy that I'm helping my body, the environment, animals who aren't suffering. There's a lot of benefits to it. And I understand when people are like, but I really just like cheese. Well, that's nice. That's one thing. And I like all the other things as well. So we're all free to choose what we want to do. We're all free to choose what we want to do.
Exactly. So, okay, once this whole America's Got Talent season is over and, you know, for everybody, what's next for you? Are you a writer? I understand. Well, you're a musician, I understand. So are you thinking about doing any music or what?
Oh, yeah, I love, I've been playing music my whole life. I always have my guitar, you know, out and ready to, like, you know, record some new songs. My girlfriend is a violinist. We've started playing and making some music together. So I guess a goal would be, you know, I mean, when America's Got Talent is over, you know, and I'm deciding what to do with that $1 million or more if they decide that I'm worth more than $1 million, you know, perhaps, like, go to the recording studio or, you know, get some equipment. And I have put out, you know, sort of unofficial, like, self-released music albums in the past. And I have a good buddy, Micah Sherman, who he and I have put out a comedy album called Please Be Seated. That is a comedy music album. So I would do more of everything, like more making music, maybe write a book, you know, keep doing comedy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, I just want to keep creating everything that I can, that I want.
Well, you're a very funny guy. I thought that was really cool. I know, looking at my notes, and that you've been funny, and I guess the world too, since college. So when did the comedy bug really bite you? Was it in high school or was it in college?
You know, I honestly was first, just the music bug bit me first. And at first I had sort of an adverse allergic reaction to it because it was my mother who made me play the violin when I was four, and my whole life had to go to lessons. Aww. And didn't really enjoy it. But then when I was in high school, I started teaching myself the guitar, and because I didn't have to do it, I loved it, and started playing songs, and some of them were funny. So sort of like it sort of organically shifted. Like, I was like, I'm heading for a music career, but some of the stuff was funny enough that I was at a comedy club, and in between the songs, I talked, and then that turned out to be just as much fun, if not more. And I was like, you know what? I don't have to bring this guitar everywhere. So the real thing that got me into comedy was not wanting to carry a guitar around wherever I went.
Yeah, that helps me, especially traveling as much as you do, going through the airports and such like that.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. You lose your luggage and you show up and you can still talk into the microphone.
Exactly. You don't have to worry about, where's my guitar? But, okay, in other words, after America's Talent is all over, we don't have to look forward to seeing you on something like American Ninja Warrior or anything like that, huh?
I think this is probably going to be the most physically exerting thing that I do, though I did start taking Tai Chi lessons. So if a ninja does attack me very slowly, I will do what I can.
Well, okay. Well, that would be a great YouTube moment there. But I love your podcast. Yeah, hang out with me. How do you have time to do all this? You're always so, I mean, you're on the road, you're on TV. How do you have time for a podcast?
That's a great question. You know, I am on the road a lot. So what I do is when I'm home, I go into the podcast studio, and maybe, like, the other day I just recorded 4 podcasts, and that's what I did all day. And, you know, you sacrifice things like, you know, eating. If you're questioning, hey, where do you go to eat? Well, some days I don't. So You know, I just manage the time as best I can, and if I can ever not do everything, then I guess I'll only do slightly less than everything. But so far, I think having getting to the point in my career where I didn't have to have a day job, where I didn't have to go somewhere 8 hours a day or six or whatever number, you know, and being able to tap into like those extra hours. To be like, you know, I could spend those hours making money or doing a podcast. So I love doing it. I love talking to people. I love having comedians and other artist friends on. And it's just, you know, I get paid in joy, which they don't take at my bank, but I do what I can.
Paid in joy. Okay. Well, speaking of jobs, what's the craziest or most unusual day job that you've ever had?
I had some, let's see, I'll try to go back. I was a camp counselor where I taught music and I taught stand-up to kids, which is, you know, weird except if you are a stand-up. Let's see, I used to put up flyers for, you know, an SAT prep company. I worked in, you know, dish rooms and, you know, made sandwiches and pizza in my college cafeteria. I guess the weirdest thing that I did for one day, I was a knife salesman.
No way.
No, there was this company that I guess they reach out to like high school kids or college kids and they say, hey, do you want to sell knives? And you're like, I don't know. And they're like, do you want to make money? And you're like, okay. And they're like, well, just figure out, here's some great knives. We sell you the knives and then you sell them to everyone you know. Make a list of everyone you know. And I made a list and then I talked to my mom and she's like, you're not going to sell knives to everyone we know. And I'm like, all right, I guess I'll get a different job.
Oh my God. What was your sales pitch?
I mean, they were really amazing knives. There were shears that could cut through a penny or like a leather shoe. That was part of the demonstration. I guess you had to buy a lot of leather shoes.
Oh my God, I can't believe. Yeah, well, nowadays, I hope there are not companies that are offering that kind of a job to today's teenagers. But, Mike, that was, okay.
I mean,
knife salesman.
It's possible. I'm definitely much more of a pacifist than a. I mean, these are cooking knives. They're not, you know, being sold to gangs. So I think they do have a military component as well. But, you know, especially obviously in the sad, violent climate that exists in parts of this country today, maybe knives would be a step down. They say don't bring, you know, a knife to a gunfight. But maybe if we just replaced all the guns with knives, then replaced all the knives with spoons, and then just had cereal, that would be a good solution.
There it is. There's your solution. Mike has the answer. There it is.
I do what I can.
Yeah, I love that. I love that because, you know, people who are trying to be knife throwers, they're not, their aim is going to be off. So that would cut down right there. Oh, yeah.
My mom always taught me, if you see a knife thrower, get in the next elevator.
Yes. Crossbow people, knife throwers, next elevator, please. Okay.
Anything sharp except for your outfit. Get in the next elevator.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Fashion conscious, fashion forward. Well, Mike, we're going to see tomorrow night, now that I know that I don't have a 3-day weekend and it is not. Anyway, we're going to see how sharp dressed man you're going to be tomorrow night. We're going to check it out. Can you give us a preview on that?
No. Thank you.
Okay. Well,
sorry to interrupt your saying nice things about me. I really appreciate it. Tomorrow night, Tuesday, 8 p.m., 7 Central, or wherever you are, whatever time it is.
Yeah, the people in Hawaii and all of those other time zones, they have to get their calculator and figure it out for themselves because I don't mess with time zones in Hawaii. I just go visit Hawaii. That's all I can do. But anyway, Mike.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for the laughs. I'd rather have a good laugh than a good cup of coffee in the morning. That's just me. I don't know about everybody else.
I really appreciate it. I'm glad to provide a good laugh. I used to work selling coffee as well, so I'm happy you're selling laughs, you know, paying you in joy.
Getting paid in joy. That's it. Well, okay, Mike, we will see you tomorrow night, and hopefully we can have you back on next project, too, as well. Funny guy.
Would love to. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that is Mike Kaplan. Mike is a funny guy. And isn't it really cool to start off the morning with some laughter? I mean, it's to me, I'd rather have a good cup of laughter than a good cup of coffee. I really, really would. And I think this young man is quite funny. We can get to see him tomorrow night. America's Got Talent, not tonight. For some reason, I thought today was, you know, 3-day holiday. Maybe it is for me. I don't know. But anyways, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central Time, America's Got Talent, NBC. Tomorrow night is Judge Cuts 1. I guess we'll just have to tune in to see who gets it. And isn't it ironic that Mike and I were talking about knives and crossbows and cuts and things like that? We hope that that is not the case with him, because we don't want to see him go anywhere. He's a funny guy. Okay, we are going to end it because this is the end of our morning mini segment. We want to thank our featured guest, Mike Kaplan, stand-up comic from Brooklyn, New York. He's done so much comedy. Go to his website, find him out. And his name is spelled M-Y-Q, which I thought initially was, when you first look at it, it should be, you think it would be Mick, but it's Mike. See, that shows he has a sense of humor right there, M-Y-Q. Kind of looks like a mathematical equation or something when you see M-Y-Q. It's like, is this some kind of algebra thing or something? I don't know. No, it's Mike. It's Mike Kaplan. So we will see Mike Kaplan and all of the rest of the competitors, the crossbow people, the contortionists, the cute little kids singing Good Ship Lollipop. All of them will be in action tomorrow night on America's Got Talent, and we'll be tuning in. So we will see you guys on our next show. So have a great rest of the day, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.